Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of our area. And Katie, you get around a lot. We hear from many people. And it's always great to hear about our culture, the things yes. going on, the events, the arts, all the many wonderful aspects of living in northern Minnesota. And this is one of the things that you can support with your membership to Northern Community Radio. And if you appreciate all of this programming and the wonderful job that is done by Katie, give us a call at 800-662-5799. And we are very excited to talk about the Loop the Lake Festival today.
Yes, well, getting out and about and exploring the natural world around us is a huge part of our culture in northern Minnesota. And this weekend is Bemidji's Loop the Lake Festival. And it is set up to encourage people of all ages to get out and enjoy the natural world in Bemidji's backyard by cruising around Lake Bemidji on their bikes. And here to tell us more about the event is Murr Gilman, who's been instrumental in organizing it since inception.
Yes.
Okay, so 5 years now?
Well, actually, that would go back 5.5.
Okay.
Almost 6, because we started in November
sure.
of the first year, and then
to
planned
prepare.
For the 2014 was our first year.
Oh, my goodness.
So this will be our 5th annual.
And you've seen the crowd size grow and grow.
We have.
Where are we at for this year?
You know, I think we're over 800 registrants right now, and we tried really hard to push people into, encourage them to register early rather yeah. than the day of. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us to plan. And yeah. so we upped the prices.
On the day of.
Mm-hmm. And the day before. And I'm hopeful that that's encouraged people to save a little money and still have fun
yeah.
with the event.
So the Loop the Lake Festival, people are hopping on their bikes and they're riding around Lake Bemidji. What does that look like? How is the day going to unfold?
You know, about 100 volunteers are going to start working about 6 a.m. to get things set up and ready. And then bicyclists, you know, and the coffee comes.
Yeah.
And that I asked them to bring it early. And then the participants start showing up. The riders start showing up, you know, around 7, and they're anxious. Some of them want to just get going, and we let them start at 7:30, but they can start any time between 7:30 and 10. Although we'll send them out in small groups because we make them listen to safety messages
Good.
Before they start. And that's also one of our goals, is to encourage safe riding. And so they have to listen to these safety messages about how they should ride their bike. And then when they're on the course, they'll actually see some orange signs that are reminders of those safety messages, like ride on the right, ride with the traffic, let another rider know that you're going to pass them by saying, coming on your left.
Right.
And I think it really, anecdotally, I heard it paid off last year. So then they'll start out up towards Diamond Point. They get to go along Lake Bemidji. And I just love that ride along the what we called Midway Drive, now called Paul Bunyan Drive. And you're looking up towards BSU and you see Diamond Point. Just, I always think, oh, that's why they call it Diamond Point, because it's so clear that it's a point at that. And then Paul and Babe, they can stop and take a photo. We'll have photographers there for them to take a picture with the participant's cell phone. And then they go up along the lake again and into Diamond Point, where there's some, that's probably our major repair stop.
Okay, so there are places for repairs
there
along
are.
The way.
Yeah,
okay.
And there'll be people to help them at the start with if they've got some minor things that just happened. We really don't, we hope people will get their bike out before the day before and make sure that it's operating safely. But if they have some minor things that need to be done, we can help them out with that at the start, at Diamond Point, at Rutgers, the state park. We have mechanics at all those places.
Ah, okay.
And they have supplies that they can use to, you know, repair a flat. And we have a rover. Mark Morrissey loves to rove on his bike and help people that break down.
Yeah.
And then when they get up to Rutgers, there'll be music. Between 9 and 11, there'll be music up at Rutgers. And this year, I think it's just so cool. We have the string trio from the high school, the Lumberjack Trio. Mm. And so Sadie Hamron and Lewis and Tommy Saxton. And so they'll be playing for 2 hours up there. And there's food at Rutgers. They are very kind to us. They open their door. They bake banana bread. And people can have coffee and sit on their veranda.
And rest.
And there's a porta potty and a parking place to park their bike. And then this is a big deal. I think that when they go around the north end of the lake, last year was the first year we've done this. So I'll really appreciate that we have a lane closure. And so the bicyclists will get to have the whole eastbound lane. And that just takes a lot of pressure off. There's a lot of cars going to the country club, going fishing, going to the park, going to the language camp. So they all have to detour. If they're going east, they have to go up to Sumac Road and then down Country Club.
Sure. That'll be safer for the riders.
It will be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then they get to the state park and there's more food and more music. The Big Bass Ramblers will be at Lake Bemidji State Park for 2.5 hours playing. And we might get lucky and have Smokey the Bear there.
Oh, wow.
And then there are two spotting scopes, so they'll be able to look at eaglets in an eagle nest up at the park.
Oh, so how long of a bike ride is it?
17 miles.
17 miles with breaks along the way.
Yep.
It sounds for somebody who, I don't do a lot of biking, mm-hmm. It sounds like something I could do.
It is. We have people that, and our own Mayor Reed Albright, the first year said, I'm going to try, but I think, you know, I'll probably turn around. And she texted me at all these different stops. And finally, she's up at Rutgers. And I said, well, you might as well keep going because it's not that much further to just finish the.
It would be longer if she turned around at that point.
Just about. Yep. Or almost the same. So, yeah, it's very doable.
Huh. You've been involved in organizing since the beginning. Why did you want to get this festival going in our community?
You know, we were celebrating Bemidji as a bicycle-friendly community. And at that time, Nice Ride was coming to town. And we just thought we had a lot to offer. And we wanted to get people on their bikes. We wanted to show the rest of the state, the region, what a great place we had and how friendly we are with bicycles. Personally, I want to get people active. And so it's a way to have a doable ride that they find out, oh, you know, I did that. I can do that again.
Yeah. We're talking with Mer Gilman. She's one of the organizers for the Loop the Lake Festival going on this weekend in Bemidji. It's a bike ride around Lake Bemidji. And Mer, you're a retired BSU physical education teacher. And, I mean, your career has been all about wellness and sharing information about living a healthy life. What ignited that spark in you?
Boy, that's my life. I mean, my folks were active. We always did active things. I grew up in a small town, and the options for professional careers for women, had I grown up in a city or a few years later, I probably would have done something medical or dental that was lots of my family, but It was sort of like you could be my mother was a med tech. Well, that probably wasn't going to cut it for me. I mean, just because I didn't want to be in a lab, and I think I liked people. That must have been part of it. And then Teachers, that was the other option, you know. And so that started it, and I was always active. I was always athletic, and I grew up skiing and paddling canoes and riding my bike. And a couple of years ago, we had an ad in the paper, and it was my mother wasn't in it, but all the women in our neighborhood were, because my mom must have taken the picture. But in the 50s, they would ride their bike around Lake Minnewaska, which is in central Minnesota. It was 22 miles. And these were like these three-speed, huffy, kind of heavy bikes. And they would take all day. But, you know, I think I was inspired by those women that I got to watch do that.
Yeah.
Every year they would ride their bikes around the lake once. I don't even know if they rode their bikes the rest of the summer, but they did that. So,
well, yeah. The Sleep to Lake Festival is really a continuation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I liked what you said about just having somebody go around once. If they never had done it before, then they think, well, I could do that any old time. I used to work with a guy who did it every day at lunch. He'd bike around the lake.
Yeah.
So it's doable.
It's doable.
And Saturday morning, it starts, you said, about 7:30. The bikers will take off.
They can, and they can take off any time between 7:30 and 10.
Okay.
We encourage them to not start after 10 because they'll miss music, they'll miss food. And we'll wrap up about 1:30.
Okay. And you're starting down near the Sanford Center?
We start on the west side of the parking lot.
Okay.
Just across from the new South Shore Beach, that bathhouse, kind of in that neighborhood.
Okay. For more information about Loop the Lake, you can call us at 800-662-5799, and we'll get you set up with how to get connected with that event. And thanks, Murr, for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's going to be a great day.
You betcha.
Oh, we didn't even talk about weather.
You know, we have a policy, if we need to delay, we'll delay the start a couple of hours. If it looks like it's not going to clear, and it's especially if it's dangerous, then we will have to cancel. We'll try to delay and wait for that open window, and I think it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, the weather report's getting clearer and clearer for Saturday, so the weather gods are smiling down on you so far. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. That was Murr Gilman, and if you are a bike enthusiast or just somebody who is interested in riding around Lake Bemidji for the first time ever, Saturday is your day to do it.